This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Saturday was believed to be the worst single day of violence in Myanmar since a military coup on February 1st, with at least two protesters reportedly killed and many others wounded. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports.
At least two people have been killed in Myanmar in the city of Mandalay in what is believed to be the single bloodiest day of protests against the military coup that happened almost 3 weeks ago. Local volunteer emergency service reported the deaths on Saturday. The ongoing demonstrations have hit several cities, but in Mandalay, the situation escalated. Security forces were confronted by shipyard workers who had gone on strike with other protesters. Some of them fired catapults at police in a cat-and-mouse game through the city streets. Police responded with tear gas and gunfire. Witnesses say they found both rubber bullets and live ammunition on the ground.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's lawyers say they will appeal the decision of a Moscow court that ordered him to pay a fine for defaming a World War II veteran. Earlier, Navalny lost his appeal against what he said was a politically motivated decision to jail him. AP's Sarah Bassett has more.
Navalny is an anti-corruption crusader and President Vladimir Putin's most vocal critic. He had been sentenced to 2 years and 8 months in prison for violating terms of his probation while recuperating in Germany from a nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin, which Russian authorities reject. The sentence stems from a 2014 embezzlement conviction that Navalny says is fabricated, and the European Court of Human Rights has ruled to be unlawful. His imprisonment has fueled a huge wave of protests across Russia. I'm Sarah Bassett.